1 Samuel chapter 3. And Samuel the boy served the Lord before Eli, and the word of the Lord was precious in those days, and visions were infrequent. And it came to pass at that time, when Eli was lying down in his place, and his eyes had begun to become dim, and he could not see, and before the lamp of God went out, while Samuel was lying down in the temple of the Lord, where the ark of God was, that the Lord called out to Samuel. And he said, Here I am. And he ran to Eli and said, Here I am, for you have called me. But he said, I didn't call you. Lie down again. So he went back and lay down. Then the Lord called him again, Samuel. And Samuel got up and went to Eli and said, Here I am, for you have called me. But he said, I did not call you, my son. Lie down again. Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord, and it was before the word of the Lord had been revealed to him. And the Lord called Samuel again, a third time. And he got up and went to Eli and said, Here I am, for you have called me. And Eli understood that the Lord had been calling the boy. And Eli said to Samuel, Go and lie down, and it will be the case that if he calls you, you will say, Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. So Samuel went back and lay down in his place. And the Lord came and stood there and called as the previous times, Samuel, Samuel. And Samuel said, Speak, for your servant is listening. And the Lord said to Samuel, I am about to do something in Israel at which the two ears of everyone who hears it will tingle. On that day I will fulfill everything against Eli which I have spoken against his house. I will make a start and I will bring it to its conclusion. For I have told him that I am about to judge his house age-abidingly for the iniquity which he has known about. For his sons are cursing God, but he has not admonished them. Therefore I have sworn to the house of Eli that the iniquity of the house of Eli will certainly not be expiated by sacrifice or offering, age-abidingly. And Samuel lay down until the morning, when he opened the doors of the house of the Lord. But Samuel was afraid to tell the vision to Eli. And Eli called Samuel and said, Samuel, my son. And he said, Here I am. And he said, What is the thing which he has said to you? Please do not conceal it from me. May God do such and such to you, and add such and such, if you conceal from me anything of the whole thing which he said to you. So Samuel told him all the words, and he did not conceal anything from him. And he said, It is the Lord. May he do what is right in his sight. And Samuel grew up, and the Lord was with him, and he did not let any of his words fall on the ground. And all Israel, from Dan to Beersheba, knew that Samuel had been confirmed as a prophet of the Lord. Then the Lord appeared again in Shiloh, for the Lord was revealed to Samuel in Shiloh with the word of the Lord.